Blackstone Audio presents The House in France, a memoir by Gully Wells. For Rebecca, Alexander and Peter. Je reviens. Every summer, for almost 20 years, I would gather up my children and take them to stay with their grandmother in her house in France. There they would do the things the children do: paddle in the inflatable pool set up beneath an ancient lime tree, throw bits of baguette at the bloated goldfish in the village fountain, demand to be taken to the beach, swing in the hammock, and if they were really bored, push handfuls of gravel through the holes in the hubcaps of her car. But once they reached the age of reason, it was the draw of death that fascinated them the most. Visiting this macabre mausoleum was something they would never have dared to do on their own. It was far too frightening, and precious for that, so its curator had to be persuaded to take them upstairs to the living room, settle them down on the sofa, and then slowly slide the drawer out so they could examine its contents together. Who knows why my mother decided to start her collection, but each summer there were always new acquisitions in her witch's Wunderkammer to drive them mad with delight. The cabinet itself was something she had bought in the Friday market in Le Bossey, where, in among the sweet-scented cavillon melons, purple pyramids of fresh figs, courgette blossoms and viscous green local olive oil, were a few stalls of junk. Inky black cast-iron pots too heavy to lift, linen napkins as big as pillowcases, embroidered with swirly, illegible initials, a brass lamp in the form of a gently pornographic naked nymph with a tattered pink silk shade, and quite a few objects whose purpose...